Hello, good afternoon. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. And in studio today is a very dear friend of mine, Maria Rundquist. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Gretchen.
Nice to have you in to Siouxland Public Media on Food for Thought today. I guess we would describe you as an immigrant and community activist, and you have recently published a book called Maria. Is this your first book?
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed, my first book. I'm working with my second book.
And that is going to be more kind of recipe-driven?
Yes.
About food?
Mm-hmm. Yes, most of my favorite recipes or family recipes that I have been collected, and my own recipes that I mastered, and it's going to be there.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And for anybody who knows you like I do, we know you're a wonderful cook, and you create some very extraordinary recipes, which we're going to talk about today. But I want to hear a little bit about, and I'm sure our listeners would be interested in knowing, a little bit about your background and where you grew up.
Yes, I grew up in Mérida, Yucatán, Mexico. It's in the peninsula of Yucatán. And I came to America when I was 26. I met my husband in Yucatán. But I did my 26 years of life in the Yucatán in Mérida. When I immigrated to the United States, came here in 1978 to marry my husband,
Rex.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been in America the rest of my life.
You raised your family here?
Yes. I raised four children. My two previous children, my two oldest, born in Mexico, in Mérida, from a previous marriage. And I had two with Rex, and we raised four kids in America.
And I know you frequently travel to Mexico, and your family actually owns a salt mine in Mexico?
Correct, yes. My family, my mom's side, have salt mines in Celestun, in the Yucatan, on the Gulf of Mexico. And mother gave me the mines, the lake, and I, as I told in my book, I want to preserve the area for the habitat. And right now, Ducks Unlimited is protecting the area that stop the exploitation of salt and developing. So that was kind of nice that I saw the sign and the property. I took a picture of that too. And we will have the lake back to nature, to the habitat, to the ducks, to the flamingo, to the birds.
And flamingos do like a salty kind of brine ridden areas. So I can only imagine how beautiful that would be to see flamingos.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm. Actually, flamingos are decreasing there because there is no food for them. And now with their lake live alone, and that will bring more shrimp for them to eat, and they will come back. I grew up in that area, and I remember when I was 6, 7 years old, our vacations to Celestun was awesome because I couldn't count so many flamingos.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And now there is a few, probably less than 100. And we're hoping that they'll come back.
So you are going to create a habitat that's going to be appealing and attractive to flamingos. You're going to take it back to where it was.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
Now, as a child growing up in Yucatan, we want to talk a little bit now about recipes and your interest in food and cooking.
Yes. I recall my father's family came from Oviedo, Spain, and mother loves to cook Spanish dishes. Paella was one of the favorites in the family. Fresh fish, we close to the Gulf, or we ate lots of paellas when I was growing up. And I mastered the dish growing up in Yucatan. And that's a Spanish dish. And my mom has a Mayan blood, so she loves to cook her traditional Mayan cooking, like pork chuk. It's a Mayan name. It's a pork marinated with sour oranges, and it's grilled, and it's delicious. I do that often here, although the condiments aren't here in America, but when I go back home, I'll bring my own condiments to do pork chuck. Another favorite recipe that my kids love it is puchero. Puchero, and it's very tedious, and it takes a lot of work to do puchero. It's a three meat soup, chicken, pork, and beef, and vegetables. And it cooks very slow. All morning, all afternoon, it's cooking in a very slow heat until the meat is really soft. And then you put the vegetables. Vegetables such chayote, sweet potatoes, carrots, celery, and zucchini, and all the vegetables that other corn. So it's very hearty soup and delicious. And if you put a salsa on top of that, on top of the soup, is a radish and lime juice. Just chop very finely radishes with lime juice. And that's the flavor that you gave it to the soup.
And you have your own herbs on your deck in on your house, and you also draw. You're big on organic, so your meals are largely drawn from organic produce.
Correct. I try to do a salsa garden. My cilantro. Most of my food calls for cilantro, tomatoes, jalapenos, green and red bell peppers, and onions. I call it my salsa garden. But yes, I like organic. And I grew up with organic back at home. We don't use pesticides, nothing. Even goat milk, we have a goat in the yard. So chickens, turkeys, a pig. So, and I can have that in my backyard here, but I try to buy organic and grow my own vegetables in the summer, and I freeze it, and I do some canning, and enjoy that in the winter.
Well, you talk a lot about that in your book, Maria, which is, as we mentioned earlier, published, and it's out there and available. Mm-hmm. But you're working on your next book now, and this will be mostly about recipes.
Correct. Mostly about recipes, and I will put some pictures of the lake, the nonprofit organization managing the property, and about my mother that is still fighting for her life too, and that's where I've been going lately, back and forth to Yucatan.
You have, and we didn't really get into your family history, but quite an extraordinary story about your family. So we hope folks will look into that because it's quite interesting. And meanwhile, Maria, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us today and your wonderful recipes. And I think we'll have to do a follow-up when you complete your next book. How's that sound?
Great. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Maria Rundquist, immigrant and community activist, about her book Maria and Recipes. And I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. Thank you for tuning in as always, and have a great weekend.